Blog Talk Radio.
The King Kong banging on your chest. You could beat the world, you could beat the war, you could talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You could be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold, breaking all the legacy from the cathedral. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name, cause there's gonna be a day when you're
dead.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On the show today, we have a couple of good friends of mine, Misty and Brandon from a Common Ground Radio. I will chat about how the show came to be, some of their best moments on the show, and some of their favorite memories. And as always, I have my a trusty co-host with me. Hey, Em, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. What do you say we bring on our special guest?
Good idea. Let's do it.
All right. Hold on a second. Misty Brennan.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're good.
Thanks for speaking for me, Misty. Maybe I'm not good, but you went ahead and said we're good.
We're usually good. It's the weekend.
This is true.
Good point. Good point.
I thank y'all for doing this on a fairly short notice. So.
No problem.
I was a little busy today, so luckily I was able to make some time.
Right. First off, I wanted to just ask y'all to get into how your show came to be. What prompted you guys to get into this whole crazy world of radio?
Do you want to take it, Misty?
I can.
Or
I can talk, and then you can talk. It doesn't matter.
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, we were really good friends with Travis, who has his radio show, Gaptown Divas.
Mm-hmm.
And we would call in on his show and guest co-host with him sometimes. And we thought, I know Brandon got an idea that he was going to make his own show that revolved around Days of Our Lives. And when he initially started it, it was Days of Our Lives and General Hospital. Right, Brandon?
One Life to Live.
Oh, One Life to Live. Thank you. And I'm only a Days of Our Lives fan, so he was going to do the other part by himself. But anyway, so he wanted a co-host, and he tweeted, you know, who would like to be a co-host with me on a new radio show that I want to start up? And all I heard saw was the word Days of Our Lives and radio show, and I was like, ooh, pick me. And because I love Days of Our Lives, and obviously I love to talk. And so I was like, this will be great. And he came up with the name. We kind of went back and forth on a couple of ideas, but we really liked mm-hmm. Common Ground Radio, mm-hmm. which is the coffee shop that used to be in there that Sunny ran before they mm-hmm. changed the name or whatever. So we did that, and we have a show every Sunday unless we have a guest, and we try to keep them on Sundays, but sometimes they can't, so it could be through the week
and
or whatever.
For some reason, we just lost Brandon for some reason.
Brandon.
Oh, no. Technical difficulties.
Some reason we just lost Brandon. So let's hope.
his call dropped. He'll come back.
While we wait for him to come back, since you guys mentioned
like
Dave.
A good year or not.
Oh, yeah. Blog Talk Radio screwed me over the other night. Let's not get into that.
Since you mentioned
you're a Dave fan, you should totally call in on Monday or on Tuesday night because we have Mary Beth Evans. Tuesday night. We have Mary Beth.
Yay! Yes.
Yeah.
Cody mentioned that to me. It's so exciting because she's one of the classics on there. She's been on there, you know, for a long time, and they took her off and brought her back. So she really plays the role of Kayla marvelously. I just wish she would get more airtime on days. She's hardly ever on there. But, yes, that would be fun.
Yeah, I need to study because I don't watch, so...
You know,
what were you going to say, Cody?
I was just going to say, from hosting your show, what have been some of your favorite guests and favorite memories of your show?
Okay, let's see. Obviously we had Casey Moss on there mm-hmm. not too long ago. He was actually our last guest, and he had Guy Wilson to call in. So we had both Casey Moss and Guy Wilson on at the same time. I thought I was going to lose my mind. I mean, that was just crazy that he talked him into calling in with him. So that was a whole lot of fun. And we were just both stunned. We were like, oh, my God, did he really just get Guy Wilson to call? So that was one of our most fun shows. But I really think my favorite show was with Bill and Susan Hayes. That's who plays Doug and Julie. And because they gave us a lot of intel into, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff that they do on set. And it's just amazing what these actors have to go through because they don't get a lot of rehearsal time. They get a one shoot, and that's it. So you need to nail it or, you know,
it's
not going to
work. Let me interrupt you. Brandon's back. Hold on.
Hey.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey.
So welcome back.
Oh, yeah,
welcome back.
If you listen to our show, you know that I drop the call pretty often, but just a normal day.
I get that. Misty was just telling us some of her favorite memories and favorite moments from the show. So,
okay.
Go ahead, Misty. What were you saying?
I was just saying that Bill and Susan Hayes, you know, they gave us that intel of behind the scenes, and so that was a lot of fun. And they just took over our show. It's so much fun when you have someone that just calls in and just takes over, and you can just kind of sit back and relax and just let them do all the talking. But
oh, I agree 100%. I agree 1,000% with that.
Yes. And so I believe that particular show and then the Casey Moss and Guy Wilson show have been my two of my most favorite, but also Jen Lilly and Jade Harlow. I mean, I really can't choose a favorite because they've all been so amazing and down to earth, and it's just,
Like,
they're just like us.
Me,
it's crazy.
I equate it to a choosing a favorite child.
You can't.
Cody tried to pick favorites and write a blog post about it, and the blog post was like 6 pages.
it was
not really picking a favorite.
Long blog post. It wasn't. Yeah. I tried to narrow it down, but I couldn't.
It's hard to pick a favorite, especially when everyone you talk to is just amazing, and it's just crazy. I don't know.
I agree. You know, I've been doing this almost 2 years, and I have to be honest with you, and y'all know this from experience probably, the soap stars are some of the sweetest, most down-to-earth people ever.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are. And they love their fans because they know if without us they wouldn't, you know, have their job.
Right.
So, and they realize that.
One time I called in to your show with, I believe it was Jade Harlow, and I had not gotten my name out of my mouth. And then Jade goes, oh, "Hold on a second, this is the Cody Murphy, right?" That just that blew my mind. I was like, "Holy crap!" So.
I love how she calls everyone Sugar. She always calls everyone that. That's so adorable.
Yes.
Right.
I love how, Cody, I love how you're such like a Jade Harlow fanboy. Like, it's just the greatest thing. Because, like, I have like 5 million favorite actors, and then Cody's like, I love Jade Harlow. That's just it. Like, I just, and I'm, like, he's obsessed with Jade. I love it so much. I hear so much about her just from Cody.
Don't make me bring up your Tyler Christopher love fest, Em.
Oh, well, you already brought it up, so, I mean, we can go there if you want. I'm in love with him. I want to marry Nicholas Cassadine. I just, you know, I love him. Like, there's not enough. I can't even say how much. Like, I there's not a word. I just, I don't know. I want to marry him. That's the end
she's
of that.
More
we're
fun
not
than I am.
Tonight, Cody.
So.
Yeah, we're not doing this tonight. But no, I just love him so much, and I'm going to marry him. Like, that's my goal in life. So whatever. Okay, we're
well,
done
that
with
sounds,
that. Moving on.
That sounds like an awesome goal.
Right now.
Point proven, isn't it?
His wife
point
might
proven.
Not, his wife might not appreciate it, though. So, you know.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Okay. Did you have
Anyways, Cody.
Did you have any questions for him, ma'am?
Oh, wait. Let me get my notebook because my nails are wet, so I had to, like, move. Okay. I just painted them, like, right before the show, and I wasn't tweeting Cody like I normally do, so he thought I forgot we had a show or something. So he's, like, texting me, and I didn't text him back either because I was painting my nails. Anyways, not the point. Okay. Well, he already asked that question. You stole my question, Cody. I don't like you. Let's see. Well, we can talk about, what are your guys' favorite shows besides the soap that you cover? Like, what's on your DVR? What do you watch the most?
Let's see. I still have Dallas on my DVR from last whenever that was over. Like, I have, like, 4 or 5 Dallases on my DVR. I'm so behind on those. And then I'm also behind on Bold and Beautiful. I still have that on there. But other than that, in Days of Our Lives, I don't have anything else on my DVR.
Well.
Missy doesn't even have a DVR.
I don't.
She's
I'm
living
so
in the
1980. But I do watch TV, but I get caught up online. So I'm behind on Glee. I watch Glee.
I still don't know how she doesn't have a DVR.
I don't. I don't know how I survive.
Yeah, I would die.
I don't know. It's just, I have to get one, but I just haven't yet. So I need to, I know.
Okay.
But first, I watch everything
problem.
Online or live. That's just how I do it. And I watch a lot of TV without having a DVR. It's crazy.
Good for you.
I know. I'm big into American Horror Story and The Walking Dead. Like, I like scary, gross stuff. And I like Glee and all the, like, stand-up comedy stuff. I don't know. I like to laugh. So those are what I like besides soaps.
I feel like we never have guests on this show who watch Law & Order. I feel like I'm the only one who's obsessed with Law & Order. And so I would hope we have a guest when I ask that. Oh, I watch that too. Mm-hmm. Crime show. I love them. No, but we always have guests, and I always ask them that question because I'm like, one day I will find someone who's obsessed with Law & Order, SVU, just like me, and then we can be best friends. It hasn't happened yet. It will happen, though. I'm determined. Anyways, Cody, back to you, because I let me think of another question since you stole my other one. So you can go and ask, and I'll just think over here.
Let's see if I have any more. Normally, I'm let me just say that number one, I always relish the opportunity to get to chat with a fellow radio host, because not many of us know the work that it takes to run a show like this, and it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Oh, my
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's lot of work, isn't it?
Every
mm-hmm.
– I have a
– Yes.
I have an opening and a closing that I have that I write up every Saturday or Sunday before the show. I always have something that I have written up, and then and that takes a lot because I try to change it up every week, but it's normally about the same. And then and then we have like little segments in our show where we do like tweets of the week, so
right.
We have to go and find tweets, and then you know booking stars, which is mainly Misty. I mean that takes a lot of work, especially when you have to go through their agent or you know something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's a lot of work.
And thanks again for the a little shout out on your anniversary show a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we were hoping you would call in, and since you didn't, we had to give you a shout out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't remember exactly what I was doing that day, but I wanted to call in, but I just never did. So.
I have to admit, I've never actually listened to your guys' show, but I will now because I know you. But I've never actually listened because I didn't know you guys existed until Cody told me you were coming on the show. So in my defense, it's not my fault.
I think that's a good enough.
Yeah, blame it all on the radio host, Em.
Yes.
Blame it all on me.
I know, he just texted me randomly, and he's like, here's who's coming on the show. I'm like, who's that? What the heck? And then he told me who people are, and I'm like, okay. Cool. Like, whatever. I don't know half the time who people are until they come on the show. Like, he gets random people on our show, and I'm like, who is this person? And then I have to Google them. I didn't Google you guys because I'm not creepy.
Yeah,
but
thanks for that.
I have to normally Google people because I don't – he finds these random people that I didn't even know existed in the world and brings them on our show, and I'm like, who are you? Like, I feel like one day I'll accidentally ask somebody, like, who are you, because I don't know. But it's really kind of bad. This is why we need to stick to, like, people who are actually on TV that I know of, Cody. Well, no,
you know,
I mean, radio hosts are fine, because now I know you guys, so I can watch your show or listen to your show and stuff. But, you know, random singers that he just finds on the internet that I've never heard of, and I know most singers that are out there, I'm like, Cody, you need to speak to people that I've heard of.
And in my defense,
be successful.
In my defense over here, this lady reaches out to a lot of people that I have no idea who they are either. So there you go.
Yeah, but I have big dreams. I reach out to people that will probably never, ever come on our show, but it's like, hey, whatever, you're a real celebrity. Let's see if you're up for it. Like, I feel like No, I didn't. Okay, that sounded really bad. I didn't mean it like that. No, screw it. No, okay, I go for people, like, that are, like, bigger name people that, like, I'm like, they're never going to come on our show. This is pointless. But, like, I try anyway because you never know. And you might actually get one of those bigger, like, who people know and people will call in for,
doesn't
you know?
Doesn't hurt to try.
This is the same way. She does that as well.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I'll go after the top dog.
It sounded bad the first time that I said that. Like,
well, we know we're not famous, so it's okay. We're not offended.
No,
and it's official.
We're not offended at all.
I've totally lost control of the show. It's official now.
Yeah, basically. People think that when I say that, they think that I don't mean soap stars, but I, like, do. Like, people, when I say real celebrities, people think that excludes soap stars, which is not the case. So I had to clarify, because before somebody trashes me on Twitter, because that happens, too. So, whatever.
Oh,
part of the job, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, people are nice on the internet, you know?
Oh,
like,
no.
What did I do to people? Sometimes people just come at me, and I'm like, what did I do? I don't know you. Why
you had an
are
opinion,
you trashing me on Twitter?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. People don't like me, like, on Twitter, and that's not nice. I'm nice to people. I don't get why they don't like me.
you know.
Okay, this is not
a knock on wood here.
Shut up. Go ahead, Cody.
A knock on wood here. I'm lucky I've avoided the haters and the bashing of
good for
of
you.
Shows
they came
there.
For me instead. Like,
I've avoided
you.
All that knock
they
on wood.
They didn't find you. They found me instead. Well, no, people knew me and didn't like me before the show, and now, like, since more people know me because I do the show, now there's more people that don't like. I just block them. I'm not fighting on Twitter. That's ridiculous to fight on Twitter. I'm not fighting with people. I will just block you and move on with my life.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't tell you this, Cody, but somebody thought I was actually making up the fact that I did this show. So I told one of my friends, which we're not friends anymore, but I told one of them that I did this show. I started doing this show, and, like, they thought I was lying. They thought I was making up the fact that, like, we talked to certain people, because I was like, yeah, we talked to this person. They thought I was lying. They thought I was full of crap. And I was like, I'm serious. Like, go on the website. Listen to the podcast. It's on iTunes. People think I'm lying because I'm like, yeah, we're talking to so-and-so, this person. I'm trying to get this person. They think I'm full of crap. It's really just people. I hate people. That's what I mean. Never mind.
I'm with you.
I'm having a really, like, why would you even say that I'm lying? Like, go on iTunes and download my podcast.
Seriously.
I'm not lying. Like, people, I don't know why they don't like me or why they do this to me. Like, why don't they come for you on the internet? Like, why do they come after me to take? They come after me to take out their grievances, and I'm like, why me? Like, I didn't even start the show. I just worked for him. Go after him. Like, I don't. Okay, once again, it's not about me, so I'm gonna shut up. Go ahead, Cody. Back to the interview.
And again, I
go after people who
I
are
totally lost control of the show. Again, I say,
fix their mind.
Well, yeah, I mean, some days it's just like I'm just going to say whatever comes to me, and that's not always good. And some days I kind of have a filter. Today is not one of those days. I'm really tired today. I don't know why. And also, I'm just in a bad mood. I also don't know why I'm in a bad mood. So today I'm just like, I don't care. I'm just going to say whatever comes into my mind. And that's not always good.
And that brings up something interesting, actually. We're talking about
good segue.
About bashing our shows. Can we just, or can I just say how much I hate people who bash actors online?
Oh my!
Don't even get me started.
Do not
get me on.
I know we've had to talk about that before.
We dedicated the show to the worst ones.
People are the ones that, like, they suck up to the celebrity and then they actor bash, like, to to other people, and then when you tell, like when you say to this actor, hey, look at what this person's saying, or you should, you know, consider who you're talking to, then you get blocked by the actor. That's always
great.
Because Vanessa Mars still does this to people on Twitter. Sorry to name drop. I shouldn't have done that. But she does this to people. Like, from one of my friends, Michelle, well, I shouldn't tell people's names. They're probably going to be mad at me now. But anyway, she told Vanessa, because Vanessa followed her, so she, like, DM'd her and said, this person is one of your fans who you talk to, and she's, like, saying all this crap to all your other fans outside of, like, your Twitter. Vanessa blocked her and, like, everyone else who had complained about the person. So it's pointless because they don't care. It's, like, if you annoy them, you're just getting blocked, basically.
Yep.
You know, I'm fortunate enough to have spoke with a lot of celebrities on the show. And if somebody, or if I see somebody actor bashing either on my timeline or retweeting it, I will block you so fast it will make your head spin.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. I love the block button. It's the best part of Twitter.
The block button?
I heard it mean. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
And the mute button.
Yes, I just recently found that. I didn't know they had that until, like, recently.
Yeah,
the two best
functions
Twitter's ever made.
Wonderful. Exactly.
Absolutely.
I like that you can turn off people's retweets, because sometimes people, like, spam my timeline with crap, and I'm like, why? But then I'm like, I can't unfollow you because we talk to each other, and I don't want to be that person that unfollows friends.
Exactly.
So I just turn the retweets off.
Exactly. So annoying.
I've had to do that before.
I can't really talk. I can't really say anything because I do spam people's timelines. Like, when Law & Order's live, I, like, live tweet, but I also retweet everything that the actors say because, like, that's how you fangirl. So I just, like, I feel like I lose followers every time my shows are live because I have to retweet everything one of the actors on the show says. And then I'm like, people are going to hate me because I'm, like, over here, like, basically retweeting everything this person ever said. But it's really annoying. Like, I realize I do it too, but it's still annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This one, you guys are totally going to be able to relate to this. I hate people who reply to every tweet that celebrities tweet.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I do too.
The worst. Like, they think they're best friends with the actor.
Seriously.
Yes, and I'm like, can you shut up? They don't like you. Like, they're going to block you. You're stalking them. There's actually, I'm not going to mention their name because I'm not that kind of person, but there's one in particular that I follow, and I don't know why I still do, but I do. And this person, every time a celebrity tweets, it doesn't matter who they are, like, if they're on a show, I swear this person has their notifications on for every celebrity on Twitter. And, like, every time a celebrity tweets, this person has to stalk them and tweet them and try to engage in conversation by asking 5 million questions. Like, if the celebrity, I would have blocked them so long ago. Because, like, I'm not here for being stalked. I'm not here for being spammed. Like, no. And it's all my timeline. This person tweeting celebrities is my whole timeline every day. Like, people are so, I don't get why they think that's a good idea.
That's a little stalkerish.
It's not. No, it's way stalkerish. When you tweet somebody, every time they tweet and you reply instantly and you're always the first reply, that's stalking. I don't care. That's not a little creepy. That's creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I mean, I stalk, but I don't make it known that I'm stalking. So, you know, like, I don't tweet them 5 months.
At least you admit it.
I mean, I stalk. I'm not going to lie. I do stalk people on Twitter. Like, I stalk, and there are certain actors that I have their notifications on so that I get, like, a text when they tweet. I'm not ashamed of this, but I don't tweet them back every time, nor do I favorite and retweet everything they say. So, like, I stalk, but I don't make it known, so it's not that bad. Like, I'm not bugging other people with my stalking.
We might have to get into this,
like,
tomorrow, Misty, on our show.
Yeah, I don't even lie. Okay.
Oh, Lord,
I've
created a monster. Oh, Lord.
No, okay. I'm not even going to lie. I stalk, like, Mariska Hargitay, the actress from Law & Order, so hard. Every time she tweets, I get a message. When she posts on Instagram, I get a message. But I don't creep on her. I just look at everything she says, but I don't, like, retweet every, like, 5 million times and spam her. So it's okay that I stalk. I also stalk Tyler Christopher. Like, his notifications are on. But it's not that bad because he doesn't know. So he does now if he ever hears this. Whatever.
Hey, y'all, we've only got a few seconds left. So I wanted to thank y'all again for taking the time to come on. And y'all have got a open invitation back to the show anytime, okay?
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Please come back. This was so fun. Okay, come back when I'm in a good mood.
Oh, okay. Definitely will.
This was fun, but like it would be even more fun if I was in a good mood.
I'll be talking to y'all later. Okay.
All
right. Thanks again, guys.
Bye.
Bye,
y'all.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting, wasn't it?
I have chronic foot and mouth syndrome. I say so many things I shouldn't say, and then you can't take them back once they're out there. Like, I name dropped, like, five people that I hope they don't listen to this. And I almost name dropped the person I was talking about with stalking celebrities. I almost told everyone who it was, and that would have been even worse because that person would totally curse me out for that. Anyway.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, because I think you know who it is. And so, like, I didn't want to say it.
I'm pretty sure
I say that because this, yeah, you know who it is. We know this person.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We both know.
If it's the same person I'm talking about, I'm pretty sure.
So
the same person I'm thinking about.
I'll text you. But I didn't want to say it because I don't want to be, like, that person. But I did name drop Vanessa, and I did name drop Michelle twice. But I didn't seem bad. But I did say that Vanessa likes to block people, so I did kind of, whatever, I don't care. It's already out there.
Right.
Whatever.
And I will do this. If somebody actor bashes on my timeline, whether it's them...
Oh, I hate it so much, man.
Or they retweet somebody that does it, I will block you so fast your head will spin.
I don't know
I will
who
meet
it
you
was,
so fast your head
but
will
whoever
spin.
It was... Yeah, I don't
will
know
block
who
my friends.
Was,
I will,
but it was a really long...
I will meet you so fast your head will spin.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this one time, I don't remember who it was, but, like, it was some random person who had, like, one follower. They were tweeting Ian Buchanan hate to Finola Hughes, who's his best friend. And so they were calling him all sorts of names and stuff, and it was really bad. It was really depressing because I love Ian. So it made me really sad that people would say things like that about him. And Finola, like, cursed him out. It was amazing. Like, she, going to throw down. It was amazing. And she's like, everybody block and report now. And I was like, okay, done. Because you told me to. Now,
I think I remember this,
one more thing up that I there was one thing I wanted to say that I didn't say earlier because it didn't come to me. When you were saying about people don't understand how much work goes into this, I have a perfect example. So I was talking to my grandma the other night on Wednesday night. I was like, I'm getting ready for my interview with Mary Beth on Tuesday. She's like, that's almost a week away. Like, do you understand how much work it is to do the interview, like, to actually do an interview successfully, have enough questions to go a whole time? And I was like, plus I'm, like, doing studio and running and, like, doing the calls and everything. So I have to be prepared before, like, you know, a half an hour before because I don't have time to get prepared at the last minute because I'm doing these things.
Right, the show.
Things. And she was like, So I was like, you don't get it, do you?
Right, exactly.
But,
you know.
Whatever.
You know, and I think that people who are not in it, like us, don't get how much.
They don't, it's a lot of
work. Goes into this. You know, this is almost like a unpaid job.
The only way this job could get better is if it paid, and I'm not being greedy. I'm just saying that would be perfect if we got paid for doing this because it's so much fun.
Exactly.
And
right.
Yeah. The only way this could get better is if we got paid for it, which
we
don't because,
for it, right.
You know, we're not really – in the grand spectrum of things, we're not really anybody important because in the grand scheme, we're just like people with our own show doing whatever. So, you know.
We're just fans.
Eventually we'll get there.
We really are. We're just fans. So –
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's funny that we actually, like, people consider themselves our fans. Because I'm like, we're not famous. We're not celebrities. We're just
I wrote a blog
friends.
Post about that, actually.
Yeah, I read that. You know, like, we're everybody's friends. Like, I don't want people to think that I'm superior to them. because I'm not. And we're all just really good friends. Like, everybody who watches our show and says they're a fan of our show, they're all our friends. Like, they're all, everybody, we, pretty much everybody that listens to the show is mutual friends of the two of us. So, it's like, yeah, and you know, we don't, we're not superior to anyone else. We're not superior to them just because we have a show, whatever. And people also think that it's really weird that, okay, I don't know who said this to me, but somebody said it was weird that you and I are, like, best friends because we don't really know each other, but we do know each other because we do the show.
Exactly.
But I was like, it's not that weird that we're, like, practically best friends. Like, we talk about everything, whatever. People don't, people think that's weird because we met on Twitter, but
we
have
a show.
Daily
and
we actually know each other. Exactly. It's totally different than meeting a random stranger on Twitter, you know, because we actually did the show. We do the show together. We talk on the phone, you know. People don't seem to get that. Whatever.
Right. But
anyways, no biggie.
It's them.
Wait,
so.
what went down in the last, like, few minutes of the show yesterday? Because I kind of missed it. So anything important go down?
Not too important. We just kind of BS'd our way through the last 10 minutes or so.
All right, cool. I'll just check it out, and I'll just download the podcast. I filled up all my storage on my phone downloading podcasts. It was bad. I didn't realize how much space they took up, so I kind of sent it down. Because I listened to Ice-T's podcast. Shout out to the Final Level podcast. And so I downloaded 11 episodes, and then I downloaded a bunch of our episodes, and then I downloaded, like, this, the Rotten Tomatoes podcast because Chris Maloney was on there. So I have my thing popped up. It's like, no more storage available. And I was like, what? I killed 8 gigabytes doing this? And then I realized.
Wow.
Whatevs.
Yeah,
it's no big deal.
And
fun fact for everyone out there, I just have a really quick thing to say, and then I'll shut up so we can end the show. But apparently, if you use Spotify and you make your playlist available offline, it takes up, like, 5 gigs of storage. Because I, like, okay, I have Spotify Premium. I have, all my music. And I was like, okay, since I'm going to be going on a road trip, I'm going to, like, make this music all available offline so I don't have to have internet to use it. So I tried to sync it to my Spotify, but I didn't know it was going to take up actual storage in my phone. It took up 3 gigs. And I was like, I can't do this. So people don't do that. Anyways, I'll shut up now because we don't have that much time left.
We actually have about 8 minutes or so, so we're good.
Okay, cool. Well, I just want to let everyone know yet again that Tuesday night you can all join us as we have Mary Beth Evans on, which everybody knows I'm super excited over because I love her. So, and I have a lot of questions to ask her, so I hope that she, because we've had guests that talk for a really long time with each answer, so I hope that she's not one of those, so I can ask her all my questions and, like, pick her brain because it would be fun. So I'm super excited.
I was just going to ask that. How excited are you to get to interview her?
I don't, like, it doesn't seem real. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's weird because, like, a while ago, it was like I was just kind of hanging out and stalking actors on Twitter, and now I talk to them. And, like, some of them on a regular basis, too, which is really nice. People like Kathleen, Lily, you know, we actually keep in contact, which is nice. And, you know, like, the more and more that, like, because, like, every time we do a show, I'm not trying to brag, but, you know, every time we do a show, the actor normally, like, follows me on Twitter and tweets me. I'm like, I'm not used to this. So every time that happens, I just realize more and more how lucky we are. Each time that this happens to me, I realize how lucky we are to have these people that we have been fortunate enough to, like, some of them to call our friends. Like, we are so fortunate to have these people who are there and who support us and support our show and are friends with us, and it's amazing.
You know, for me, it's always kind of like a holy crap moment when a former guest says something good about you, about your show and what you're doing with it, you know?
I love when I – okay, this is going to sound shallow, and I don't mean it's shallow, but it is.
Right.
Okay, I love when I see you talking to other people about me and I'm not tagged, and I'm like, they're talking about me and they love me, and then I'm over there, like, I, like, retweet them all, which is super shallow, the fact that I go through the conversation and retweet the nice things about me. But I, like, love when people do that because it makes me feel so good that they actually like me because, like, people don't really like me in real life, which is not nice of them. Unfortunately, I don't have I have a lot of internet friends because I don't have that many real ones.
No, there's been several, and I'm talking several celebrities who tell me that they are huge supporters of me and the show, and that's just that's just incredible to hear. You know what I mean?
You know what was amazing to me, and this struck me, I don't know why it hit me so hard, but it did. Okay, one night, you know, everybody knows our friend Andy. He's a wonderful friend of the show. We love him dearly. Okay, I've known Andy for years.
Yes, we love Andy to death.
But one night he sent me this email, and he was telling me how our show had inspired him to, like, go back to radio and stuff. And I was like, we're actually, like, impacting people, and that's so great, and that's something that you can't just fake, you know? And that, I don't know why. Maybe it was because it was really late at night, and I was really tired, and I think I was on, like, medication from being sick or something, so that probably made me emotional. But but it just struck me really hard, and it really stands out for me. I was like, wow, we actually, like, made an impact on him, and he's actually, you know, telling me that, and that's wonderful, because you can't fake that. So,
you know,
that was nice.
You know.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to get all mushy and chappy here, but I read a blog post about the show, okay?
Oh, what did I write?
About,
I forgot.
Huh?
I think
said
it was
I last
forgot
one.
What I even wrote.
I think it was your
last
one.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot
but,
what I wrote.
But for me, it's been a joy and a pleasure having you on and working with you each week.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad I get to do this because it's so much fun. And, like, the people who I watch on my TV and who I look up to and everything become my friends. And that's, like, the most important thing. Like, that's the best thing that can ever happen is the people that you look up to, the people that inspire you, the people that you follow, their careers, everything like that become, like, part of your life. That's just the most amazing thing ever. And also, I don't know whether – I wrote this really emotional personal post last night, and I don't know whether to post it. So if I post it, it's, like, super depressing and emotional and personal, but I didn't know whether to post it. So I saved it as a draft, and maybe I'll post it later. I don't know. Anyways. Speaking of blogs, you guys can find us both on Weebly because Cody is at murfmusings.weebly and I am msupdates.weebly. So you guys can keep up with us there because we can ramble on longer there than we can on Twitter.
Or here on the show.
So, yeah.
Right.
That's true.
But,
I want to shout out to my friend Scotia really fast because, Scotia, I love you so much. And today she sent me, like, the nice message. Like, we were just BSing as normal. And then she's like, okay, I'll Skype you later, keep being you, because you're awesome. And she just made my whole day because I'm like, having a really crappy day. I don't know why, but I am. And so she made my day better, and I just love her. And she's going to come on our show sometime. She said she would. So shout out to her for being amazing, because I love you, Scotia. Okay.
I kind of know Scotia.
Okay,
I mean,
this is like mushy at. This is an hour of mushiness right now.
I've listened to a few of her shows, so I know Scotia a little bit myself, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're really close friends. I've known her for a really long time, so I love her. And actually, her and Rob are so great. I love their show so much. They do really long shows, which is nice. And they're on iTunes, and they're on iHeart, and they're on Pandora. Like, I love them.
Sweet. Before we wrap up, I do have a couple of announcements. Of course.
Okay, go for it.
Y'all remember, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have the incomparable Miss Mary Beth Evans, who Emily
Queen
has the pleasure of interviewing.
I'm so excited.
Right.
Like, I'm so pumped, okay? You don't understand.
and I'm in talks right now with a singer-songwriter who's supposed to be coming on the show soon. So I will...
Wait, before we wrap, let me see if I can Google her really fast. Okay, hang on. Don't hang up the show, or don't end the show yet, because I'm going to see if she's the person I think she is.
It's about to end itself, so we're about to get
a kickoff
here.
Well, never mind. I love you all. Okay, I love everyone. I'll talk to you all on Twitter and Weebly and everywhere else.
Absolutely.
Okay,
bye. All right, bye, Emma. I think Now I'm going to end the show here. You've been listening to A Week Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.